proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish customs. In previous lessons, we have looked at the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Beginning with this session, we will study that 10-day period between the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement. This is a time that Jews refer to as the Days of Awe. According to Jewish tradition, the Days of Awe encompass an interval when God will determine every person's fate for the coming year. God inscribes his judgments in the Book of Life opened on Rosh Hashanah, according to Jewish belief. But he can change those judgments at any time up to the end of Yom Kippur, when he seals those books of judgment. The 10 days of awe fall between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Again, regarding these books, according to Jewish belief, the first book contained the names of the righteous, people whom God sealed for life during the coming year. A second book listed the names of the wicked, people whom God sealed for death to occur in that year. In the third book, God inscribed the names of those people who were neither overly righteous nor overly wicked. For this latter group, God suspended sealing his decree until the evening of the Day of Atonement. The 10 days of awe between the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur allow such people to repent and do good works, in order that they might become righteous in the sight of God. During these days of awe, a Jew will strive to practice teshuvah, that is to say, returning or repentance. He will examine his ways, repent of his waywardness, and strive to live righteously. By doing so, he becomes what Jewish people refer to as a Baal teshuvah, or master of repentance. This repentance can be expressed in early morning prayers, known as selichot. Such petitions capture the penitential spirit appropriate to this occasion. Furthermore, acts of chesed, or loving kindness, comprise another way that Jews seek to conduct themselves uprightly during the 10 days of awe. Jews customarily greet one another before and during this interval by saying, L'shana tova, which literally means for a good year. The salutation is an abbreviated form of another longer greeting, which means, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. The first 2 days of the Days of Awe fall during Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. One of those days may actually occur on a Sabbath. When the Jewish New Year falls on a Sabbath day, the synagogue services for that day contain additional prayers in the Siddur or prayer book. The third day of observance of the Days of Awe features what is known as the Fast of Gedaliah. Jews observe this fast from dawn till dusk. In doing so, they commemorate the assassination of Gedaliah, an individual appointed as the governor of Israel by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The 41st chapter of Jeremiah contained an account of this particular event. Gedaliah was the victim of a conspiracy. A number of Jews rebelling against Babylonian conquest of Judah killed Gedaliah, took the prophet Jeremiah, and forcibly removed themselves and Jeremiah to the land of Egypt. Jewish rabbis have likened the murder of Gedaliah and other righteous individuals to the burning of the temple. However, no connection exists between the fast of Gedaliah and the Days of Awe. At least no biblical connection exists. We will continue looking at the Days of Awe in our next broadcast. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish beliefs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.